Castillo waved his right hand with the fingers extended and gestured with his left for Pevsner to make the same gesture. Pevsner looked at him in disbelief, then offered a somewhat petulant philosophic observation. "Maybe you behave in this idiotic and childish manner to confuse people," he said, "to appear to be a fool, so that no one will believe you're as competent as you are. Yes or no, Alec?" Pevsner raised his right hand, extended three fingers, and waved it angrily in Castillo's face. "Thank you," Castillo said solemnly. "Alec, you're a betting man. Tell me, who do you think would come out on top between Senor whatever his name is, Vincenzo's replacement, and his stalwart men, and two Delta Force A-teams dropping in on them with four helicopters armed with 4,000 round per minute machine guns?" Pevsner looked at him for a long moment. "You're serious," Pevsner said. It was a statement, not a question. "And other interesting lethal devices," Castillo continued. "Said force, backed up by 100 or so Argentinos gendarmes, who want not only to get back two of their number also kidnapped by these people, but also to seek righteous vengeance for two of their number who were murdered." Pevsner looked at him intently. Castillo nodded knowingly and went on. "And their orders will be, I know, because their commanding officer told me, and I believe him, to leave as many bodies scattered over the terrain as possible, and then to blow everything up." Pevsner looked at him curiously, but didn't say anything. Castillo answered the unspoken question. "He wants to send the message that kidnapping or murdering members of the Gendarmeria is unacceptable behavior, and is punished accordingly." "Your president is going to do all this over one drug enforcement agent?" "A lot of people, Alec, and I unequivocally count myself among them," Castillo said evenly, "believe in the work of these drug enforcement agents and do not consider them expendable." "You're a soldier, friend Charlie. You know men die in wars. We don't shoot our own men in the back or write them off when they're captured." "My God. There's no way something like this could happen without it getting out. And that is why I was hoping you would pass the message through your mutual acquaintances to these bastards that I would much prefer that Timmons miraculously reappear unharmed instead of me having to come after him. That is wishful thinking. I am surprised you even suggested it. All they can say is no. Give it a shot, please." "I will not be talking to mutual acquaintances about this man," Pevsner said. "It would not only be a waste of my breath, but, and I'm surprised you didn't think of this too, it would warn them that action is contemplated." Castillo shrugged, hoping it suggested Pevsner's refusal didn't matter. He instead was thinking, "Now what the hell do I do?" Pevsner took a moment to drain his glass and think. "You couldn't possibly get four helicopters and all the men you say you have into Argentina without at least the tacit approval of the Argentine government," Pevsner went on. "The Argentine government knows nothing about this," Castillo said. "And if I can work it, never will. And, yes, I can. I already have most of the shooters in country. The rest will be here in a day or two, and so will the helicopters. I'm going to get Agent Timmons back. I hope I can do it without the evil leprechaun carrying out the bloodbath he wants, but if that happens..." "The evil leprechaun?" "Reminding you that you're still bound by the Boy Scouts' oath of secrecy. His name is Liam Duffy. He's a commandante in the Gendarmeria Nacional." "You know him?" Pevsner shook his head. "I think I'll have another drink, friend Charlie." "You?" Castillo emptied his glass and held it out. "Please." As Pevsner made the drinks, Castillo heard him say, as if he was thinking aloud, "I almost wish I had given you a beauty mark in Vienna. Oh, Alec, you don't mean that. You love me. A moment later, Pevsner turned and handed Castillo the drink. Unfortunately, I do, he said sincerely. But I never dreamed how expensive that would be. There's no reason you have to be involved in this, Castillo said seriously. Pevsner snorted. You had better pray your evil leprechaun does what he says he wants to do. Meaning what? Meaning that's the only way your noble rescue mission can succeed without bringing yourself down. And me down with you. You're going to explain that, right? Pevsner raised his glass toward Castillo's and touched rims. Oh, God, friend Charlie, you do cause me problems. That's what friends are for, right? Pevsner shook his head and exhaled audibly. You are sure that the Argentine government is not involved, either with you, or that they're not winking at this man, Duffy? The Argentine government has no idea what I plan, and I don't think they know what Duffy plans. Why do you say that? When I got here, he had men waiting for me. He knew I was coming, which means he has someone in the U.S. Embassy in Asuncion. Someone in your embassy knew you were coming? That's another whole story. I should know it, if I'm to help. That's really none of his business. But why not tell him? Maybe he can fill in the blanks. As I understand it, Alec, the drugs are moved to the United States with fresh meat shipped from Ezeiza by air to Jamaica, maybe on your airplanes, although I don't expect you to fess up about that. My airplanes make a number of such flights, sometimes every other day, Pevsner said, somewhat indignantly. But the pilots will not take off until they have in their hand documents from Argentine Customs stating that the sealed and locked containers they are carrying have passed customs inspection. There may well be drugs in those containers, but I don't know about it, and neither does anyone who works for me. And my people know what happens to people who do what I have told them not to do. Okay, I believe you. Strangely enough, I do. Especially the part about what happens to people who do what you've told them not to. But in Jamaica, they are loaded aboard cruise ships and smuggled into the United States from the cruise ships. The CIA station chief in the Asuncion embassy, and maybe the head man from the DEA, has been setting up an operation to seize the cruise ships under international law, which permits the seizure of ships whose owners collude in the shipment of drugs. You believe this story? Pevsner interrupted. What I know is that a CIA guy heard I was being sent down here to grab Timmons and looked me up to tell me, Timmons be damned, that he would be unhappy if my operation interfered with his. And you are sent down here anyway. One drug agent is worth more than seizing a cruise ship? To answer the second question first? Yeah, Alec. In my book, one drug agent is worth more than a cruise ship. And what's really interesting here? The director of the CIA and his deputy don't know anything about the ship-seizing operation. I find that hard to believe. I believe that. But that operation smells somehow. You don't have any idea what's going on? No. But to get back to the evil leprechaun, I told you the only way that he could have known I was coming down here was that he has somebody in the Asuncion embassy close to either the CIA station chief or the head of the DEA there. There's no question in my mind that the CIA guy who came to me in Washington, after I told him I didn't care about his operation, I was going to get Timmons back, warned the CIA guy in Asuncion that I was coming. With the Delta Force people? And the helicopters? Castillo shook his head. He didn't know that, and I don't think he's found out. But the evil leprechaun told me he had word that there were people intent on whacking me and the people with me. I believe him. You don't mean your own CIA people?